I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by none other than the gorgeous Chloe Brockett. Hello, babe.
Hi.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. I mean, I'm a bit fuming, Vic. I've just gone outside. I've been rained on. I look like a 13-year-old. My hair's never looked like this in my life.
You look so cute. Honestly, I feel like it's really stripped back. It's very natural. It's very, do you know what? It's refreshingly beautiful, mate. I think you look great.
Thank you. It's very fitting for the pod. I thought, you know what? Yeah. It's fine. I'll come here all natural.
Honestly, mate, the state of me sometimes on this podcast, like, I think it's criminal. I sometimes think, no, you are being fucking cheeky. I mean, only reason I look half decent is because I had this morning. So
you look stunning, Vic. When you come on, I thought, wow, she looks like a model. While I've been dragged through a bush. It's all right.
Don't be down. Honestly, it took 3 hours in hair and makeup for this, mate. So, yeah, fucking welcome to 36. I've been so excited to have you back on the pod, girl, because you did, obviously, everybody loved you last time, as did I. It was gorgeous chatting to you. But I feel like so much has changed and we've got loads to catch up on. So I was recently very lucky to be asked to be a guest on your podcast. Tell us all about the concept.
Yeah, so the idea behind the podcast was basically I've had a few rubbish headlines about me and I just thought, you would never have guessed. And I thought, you know what, it would be nice to be able to tell my side of the story. But then also I thought there's so many people I know that have had rubbish things right about them and have never spoken on it because they're scared to, because it's like reigniting old flames. And also you never know who you can talk to in the media and if they're going to twist it, another clickbait article will come from that. And I just thought, you know what, there's nothing better to do than make a podcast because it's completely raw. It's not filtered and we can change it if you want. You know, I'm not going to try and like catch anyone out. And I just thought I'm going to invite people on because I know so many people that have had rubbish right about them. Or even, you know what, I think it was at first people thought it was like bashing the media, but actually it's turned into something that's quite the opposite. Actually, it's more so elaborating on articles that have been written and just giving sort of more content to it. Yeah. So yeah, it's gone really well. I love it.
I think that's why podcasts are such a popular platform, because you do get the opportunity to speak your truth. You get the information straight from the horse's mouth more often than not, like you say, in interviews, in press clippings, like whatever it is, things can get taken out of concept, context, misconstrued. But whereas with this, I always love podcasts because I feel like you get a chance to set the record straight, which is exactly what you do on yours. Honestly, mate, when I heard it, I couldn't believe it. And I nearly messaged my producer because I've been doing this about 4 or 5 years now. And just before we came up with Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, I can't take credit for that. It was somebody else. But my podcast was called Setting the Record Straight with Vicky Patterson. And it was exactly the concept. So I nearly rang up Elith, my producer, and be like, did you take this idea to Chloe Brockett? Because it's exactly the same. But then I've always said there's a lot of similarities between me and you. And it doesn't surprise us that we've stumbled across the same one. So obviously, I think the concept's great. Nearly did it myself.
Thank you, love. You know, what I just feel like so many people in the public eye like have just had rubbish wrote about them, and I feel like often, like even people like my manager, they'll go, don't respond, and often that is the best thing to do. But I feel like what happens with that is you end up with just a series of misconceptions about you through not responding. And I feel like sometimes, you know, silence is the best answer, but I feel like if it's something that was really grating on you, and often a lot of things grate on me, I think just come on and have a chat with me about it. And you can say, great.
I think I'm very, like, I was always told, you know, like, silence is dignified. But also as well, I sometimes think silence speaks volumes and people sometimes take it as an admission of guilt.
100%.
And I'm always like, nah, fuck this. Like, I'm just gonna pop something out there. So I always do. But the only thing I've ever kept quiet on, and it was the shadiest thing, right, is the only thing I've ever kept quiet on that is the shadiest thing is when me and Erkan first started going out, right? I think I was like 30. Yeah. And he was like 25. And obviously some journalist has been like reading this like somewhere, read his age and been like, 25? Surely that can't be right. Like, he's going out with her and she's 30 and women tend to go out with people older and he's been on TOWIE and no, he must be 35. So somebody has just made like a very, I think, they've made this mistake. And honestly, like, I never corrected it ever because I was like, but obviously, like, but they've just added years as he's got older. So honestly, Erkan was being called for, it's got the point where he's just turned 30 and he's being called 40 in the past. And I know he is fuming as well. He's so sensitive about his age. I don't know why. He's an absolute fetus. But yeah, so literally, this year, I took him to Paris for his 30th and all these like publications were saying he was 40 and I was like, no, now's the time to probably correct them. Like, so yeah, I've officially 5 years down the line set the record straight on Erkan's age.
Erkan's age, I bet he's over the moon now.
I think honestly, he was like, fucking get me on Chloe Brockett's podcast. I'm going to set the record straight about my age. But like, over the years, mate, there must have been some articles that have really ground your gears and clearly, you know, because the podcast is about this, there must be some in particular that you were very keen to set the record straight on. What's been the worst thing you've ever read about yourself?
You know what? There was one, and it was in the midst of something that happened in the press, and it wasn't actually the article that they'd wrote about me that was the worst thing I read. It was actually the fact that a journalist went through my Instagram and picked out every troll comment about me and wrote an article about it.
I hate that.
Yeah. And some of the comments were telling me to go and kill myself, and they printed it. And my mum read it. Yeah, my mum read it and just scrolled through and was like, I can't believe that this journalist, who's a woman, has gone through your comments. I think I was 21 at the time. 21-year-old's comments and just wrote all the nasty things that someone has said about me.
You know, it's mad, mate, because I was about to say, back in my day, and I made myself sound like, you know, 406. But honestly, yeah. Journalism used to be like, you know, you used to get the scoop anywhere you could and you'd fly all over the world. And like, my agent used to be a journo and she would like follow celebs around trying to get the goss. I'm not for one single second suggesting that was any more ethical than scrolling through people's Instagrams, but there used to be a level of like real reporting done, you know. It was very Lois Lane finding the goss and blah, blah. And now, literally, like, more so than ever, I am noticing it's just like repurposed comments from people's Instagrams and social media and
stuff. Stories, really. Like, they make the headlines from the stories, and I mean, it makes their life easier, but also it's like, I'm sure majority of people reading the paper has probably already seen these on our Instagrams already. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
really, it's completely new in the press.
Seems like it's got, and don't get me wrong, this is a suiting generalisation. There's still loads of incredible hard-hitting journalism going on about things far more important than Erkan's age. I get that. But it does feel like it sometimes is a little bit lazy, and I get that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come on then, so who have you had on the podcast so far? I know I've been a guest.
So we've filmed 4 episodes so far. We haven't actually released any yet. So basically what we've been doing is we've been editing them down, and then I wanted to have a few like banked. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want anyone to be waiting for any of them. So I've done, who have I done? I've done Jack, Junaid, you, and I done Safia yesterday. So she was amazing to talk to. She was probably the hardest person I've interviewed. So she obviously spoke about the passing of her daughter, and I found it really hard to like, sort of transition into questions. Yeah. I feel like me, the one that I even told her that I said, like, I found, she said that she really enjoyed it and thought I interviewed her really well, but I found that really hard. She said to me, I know all the questions that are going to come up and I know what to answer because I've spoke about it so many times. Yeah. And obviously, well, I'm sitting there hearing it and I'm like,
I'm the same.
It was absolutely awful.
I'm really similar, Chloe. Like, often I get guests on here and they'll talk about stuff. Like, recently I had Kelsey Parker, who obviously lost her husband, Tom.
Yeah.
And these incredible, amazing powerhouse women have been through so much. And, like, I'm really emotional. I could cry now just thinking about it. And when they I always get embarrassed because, like you say, they hold it together. They're so brave. Like, you know, they have this powerful agenda where they're sort of getting the incredible message out there, and I'm just in bits and I feel so embarrassed that I can't hold it again. But I'm a highly sensitive person, that's who I am.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether I would talk to Safia once or whether I talked to her 100 times on that, Chloe, I'd cry. So please, like, and you know, there'll be your listeners crying as well, mate, because what you went through, no parent should have to go through.
Oh my God, ever. But I just felt like, I think I felt a little bit embarrassed because I was sitting there really trying to ask her these questions and hold it together. And I'm thinking, you know, would a reporter start crying? You know, I'm trying to think in my mind, like, but it was absolutely awful. But she was honestly, she was so open. Even before the interview, I said to her, like, I don't want to ask you anything that you find triggering. So I've skirted around quite a lot of things. And she was like, babe, ask me anything you want. And I just thought, wow, like, I couldn't do it. And that's what I said to her. I couldn't. I said, I just wouldn't be able to address it. I wouldn't be able to talk about it. So the fact that, and the only reason that she does speak about it so frequently and posts on her socials is to raise awareness. Like, she says that childhood cancer gets 3% of funding in the UK and that's it. And because she raises so much awareness, she's had so many messages from parents saying, because you told me symptoms, I found out my child had leukemia or cancer. Yeah.
Oh my God. Honestly, like, hats off to her, mate. The things her and Ashley are doing. Like, I went to watch the full Monty in the summer. Pete was doing it, so I went to support him.
Yeah.
And Ashley Kane is doing it as well. And my mum wasn't familiar with his story. Obviously, I am. And she says, I thought, you know, the talk about who they're doing it for. And she says, I thought he was going to say he was doing it for his mum or someone like that. And she went, when he said his daughter, she went, it broke me heart. And I says, I know, me too. Like, yeah. I know the story. And it's still so heartbreaking what they went through as a family, mate, honestly.
Yeah.
And for the fact that she's turning that into a positive way, like you say, she's bringing more sunlight to it, raising awareness, helping other families, hopefully stopping this happen. It's just incredibly brave. I think I'd be a mess. I think I'd be, I don't think I'd be able to go on, me.
I wouldn't. We went for breakfast together, so like before we done the podcast. And obviously I've been around her in social settings and she was just in Essex and she had nothing to do. So I said, I'll meet you for breakfast. So we sat for breakfast. We were both sobbing over an English breakfast. Like, because behind me, I hadn't realised there was a pram. And she basically, she started saying that them small things were triggers to her. So obviously like day-to-day life for her is so hard. And it's just like seeing someone for baby, seeing someone for pram. So obviously that's why I wanted her on there, because I hadn't even thought of these things ever. Do you know what I mean? And you wouldn't. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't see that as a trigger. So it was amazing to have her on and to speak about it on.
Sorry, mate, that took a real turn I wasn't expecting, but I am really looking forward to listening to that episode. I think it'll bring a lot of awareness, but also a lot of comfort to some people who are struggling with child loss and grief. Right, we'll pull ourselves together, shall we, Belle?
Yeah.
And we'll segue into something a little bit happier.
Yeah.
You were talking there about your guests and who you've done and stuff. And I feel like there's been a lot of rumours in the press, a lot of like question marks, a lot of will they, won't they, about you and Jack. Now, I think I'm just going to put my 10 pence in straight away. I think you'd make an excellent couple.
Thank you.
I think he's so funny. Like, I think he's been one of the funniest ever contestants on Love Island. Like, I'll never forget the moment when him and Danny Dyer were lying in bed and she was like, I'm going tomorrow. And he just rolled off and he went, what time's your flight? Like, honestly, mate, I was buckled. He's just so witty and funny. Yeah. And he just seems like a genuinely really open, honest lad. And I feel like you know how highly I speak of you. So, yeah, I could really see yous together. Can you give us the goss?
Jack when I was 18. So when I first started on TOWIE, I signed straight to my management and I've been with them ever since. And he has the same manager as me. So he reached out to me and was like, welcome to the family. And obviously I was like dying inside. I was 18. I was like, oh my God, he's so good looking. Like,
it's Jack Fincher from Love Island. Yeah, I'd be the same.
I was like, oh my God, like, you know, so I remember I met him and it was at a boxing show and it was at the O2. So I think I was going to the toilet or something and I was walking past and he was walking towards me. And I remember just people just was coming up to Jack constantly. He was so famous at the time. And I remember thinking, oh my God, like, he is massive. And we started dating. We went out. So actually, this is really funny. This is a really funny story. So he took me away for the night and we went to stay at some like boutique hotel and it was lovely. And I've got like this like nice underwear. I'm really excited. I'm like, oh my God, I've got to show him that I'm really sexy and he's going to fall in love with me. Do you know what I mean? So we've got there. Yeah, this is, me and Jack still laugh about this story. Yeah. He's hungover. He's been out the night before. He don't really care about anything I'm wearing. He don't care about me, to be honest. All he wants to do is watch telly. Do you want to know the film he's put on, Vic?
No, please don't.
Shutter Island. Have you watched that film?
Oh, I can't watch anything remotely like thrillery or scary. I'm like a big fanny.
It's the longest film ever. Oh, it's the least romantic film ever. It's half a bit scary. I had no idea what was going on. I kept going to him, what's going on? He kept going, shh. He didn't care. I'm literally like, sat there in suspenders. He's looking at me. Oh, doesn't care, nothing. It was honestly, that's my first memory of Jack. Taking me away for the night, making me watch Shutter Island from start to finish.
So humbling, mate. Honestly, like, I swear, I don't do the whole sex. I feel sorry for Erkan, bless him, actually. We've been together about 5 years, but like, I don't know if I've ever done the whole sexy underwear thing. The first night we spent together, I had these like Kath Kidson pajamas on. And they were like, they were just like plaid with like flowers on as well. You know Kath Kidson's vibe, like, it's not sexy at all. And he was just like, that was a bit of a mood killer, wasn't it? And I was just like, I think I was so traumatized for anything that had happened with me ex. The last thing on my mind was being sexy. So yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for him, Irk. Like, he's never seen us in stockings and suspenders. There's all these like old pictures of me circulates from when I used to do Geek Nuts and all that.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks, who the fuck is that? Because I'm just sitting there with me like Kath Kidson specials on, not letting him have sex for like 3 weeks at a time because I can't be arsed. Oh, babe. I feel so sorry. From
exactly, but with Jack, I think a lot of people always say, like, are they together, are they not? Because we post on Instagram together quite a lot. But the truth is, we're not together. We're really close friends, like, and that's all I can really describe it as. Like, we haven't really like been together since about 2021. But Jack's always someone that, like, if he's going through something, he will reach out to me. Or if I can sense he's not himself, and I feel like because we've known each other for so long now, I really can, I'll reach out to him. And we do speak most days, to be honest. Yeah. Like, we talk a lot. And he will be like, are you on a date? And I'll be like, no.
Chloe, absolutely love talking to you in part one. Can't wait to chat in part two.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.